The road to reconciliation will be a long one for the Central African Republic. A ministry aims to bring peace to soldiers on the field, and Spanish-speaking inmates are the focus of a prison outreach in the U.S. We'll explain what that means for one group on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tens of thousands of refugees fleeing violence in the Central African Republic are at risk again. They're vulnerable to attacks by marauding bandits, and there's really no differentiation between the good guys and the bad guys. Open Door sent Arne Mulders in to assess how they can best help.
What we will also do is working on reconciliation, because there is a lot of harm done between Muslims and Christians. So we need to speak about love, about forgiveness, about reconciliation. But it's very hard when people have seen their loved ones being killed and hearts are wounded. There's great psychological trauma.
The church has been scattered and weakened, but this is where you come in. You can give, you may eventually go, but first pray.
This has created a lot of animosity between Muslims and Christians, so that will be a big barrier for the gospel. Pray that that barrier will be relieved, and that there will be entrances for the gospel in the hearts of Muslims.
Check our website for ways that you can help. We turn next to Ukraine, where a Baptist pastor has taken the helm as acting president. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba has close ties to the newly appointed leader. He says the pastor's honesty and principles are well known in political circles. Gaining control of Ukraine's chaos and restoring peace is first on the agenda, but integrating with Europe is a high priority too. We'll have more details on this at our website. Pray Ukraine will continue to be a mission-sending country. This is Mission Network News. Iraq is taking steps to preserve its Christian heritage in light of an ongoing exodus. Iraq's Ministry of Education is reportedly adding Christian religious classes to its public school curriculum. Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, isn't sure it'll stop believers from leaving, though.
Is it too little, too late? Probably so. I mean, most Iraqi Christians, unless they have a firm conviction that that's where God wants them to be, they're leaving.
Thousands have already fled Iraq's persecution. Some analysts are saying that there may be no Christians left within about 10 years.
This whole region of the world, the cradle of Christianity, is really suffering quite badly.
In light of a report like this, what can you do?
We can't ever minimize the importance of prayer. And then on top of that, we also need to find practical ways to let them know that they're not forgotten.
We'll connect you with prayer specifics and action points at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, when you're living as a soldier, it's hard to feel peace. That's something Faith Comes By Hearing is trying to provide to U.S. servicemen. How? Through the Bible. Bill Lohr of FCBH explains the response to audio Bible sticks.
And they're just talking about how God's Word gives them peace, gives them comfort. Many of them tell us that, it helps them sleep at night. So we really see the impact that this is having on our troops, and we'll continue to provide it as long as there's a demand.
Over 6 years, FCBH has provided over 400,000 Bible sticks, and the demand is always there.
Over 7,000 churches have come alongside us to help support this, many of those two and three times taking up offerings. And so it's been an amazing support. If there's any churches out there that haven't had that opportunity to bless our troops, get a hold of us and please come alongside of us.
And have you ever been to prison? A rally held by Crossroad Bible Institute brings together instructors on fire to reach the Spanish-speaking prison population. The rally gave the instructors opportunities to encourage, tell stories, and remind each other that they're not alone. Instructors are working hard to invest in the lives of Spanish-speaking prisoners in the U.S. awaiting deportation. Will you come alongside Crossroad Bible Institute? Visit us at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Sign up to get our new and improved e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.